So I'm talking about building wealth and breaking some of the myths that we have. So right now I'm looking at this National Millionaire Study of Millionaires, and I'm going to leave a link to that in the comment section. I can't leave a comment. How come I can't leave a comment? Let's see. Yeah, it's actually in the description. So if you look in the description, you'll see a link to this. It's called Millionaire Study. So it's a national study of millionaires, the American dream alive and available. It's done by this guy right here, Chris Hogan. If you look him up, if you go to his website, I think it's ChrisHogan360.com. Not that one. Right here. So Chris Hogan. And this dude has articles right here. We're going to go over how to use the RIQ and to see how much money you're going to need at retirement. So that's pretty cool. It's really helpful. So right here, it's done by this guy, Chris Hogan, and he studied, I think it was somewhere between 10,000 people that are millionaires, and they did a study through. So here it is, 10,000 US millionaires to gain understanding of personal finance and attitudes and factored into financial success. So that's pretty cool. This is who it's done by. So they did the study in 2017 to 2018, and it breaks a lot of the myths. So let's just get started. Let's check it out. So let's see. The American dream is alive. Like, man, this is so true. Look at this here. The myth in order to be wealthy, the myth that in order to be wealthy that you need a big income or you need a rich family. That's a myth. It's a myth. It's proven by these people in this study, and you're gonna see why. And it's sad today because the number of people that think that it's not possible to be, have money to be a millionaire is 71%. And it's in this website here. I shared it in the description. Right here, 62 of aspiring millionaires plan to strike it rich. Will it work? Right here, do you think you become rich, a millionaire in your lifetime? 29% said yes, and 71% said no. Is that like hope lost or what? Like, there's a misconception. I'm telling you that we think we need a rich family, and you're gonna see some of these statistics, man. It's crazy. Let's see. So. They did it through the average millionaire, they did it through consistent investing, avoiding debt like the plague, and smart spending. No lottery tickets, no inheritance, no six-figure incomes. Let's continue going. Look at this. Invest and spend. Not only that, three out of four of those survived invested outside of company plans. So they didn't have a 401k. They invested in a Roth IRA, something outside of a 401k. Eight out of 10 millionaires invested in their company's 401k. And they saved for an average of 28 years. No millionaire in their study had a single stock investing, so they didn't invest a single stocks. The average amount of time to get to be a millionaire is by actually just putting in every single week, every single month, and they did it for an average of 28 years. Three out of four millionaires said that consistent investing over a long period of time is the reason for their success. So the story about the young computer genius who developed the app to earn millions overnight is the exception, not the rule. So you don't have to be that top smart guy or whatever. These average people, these numbers show that to becoming a millionaire doesn't happen overnight. It's a marathon and not a sprint. So that's another misconception. Like, we think that, oh, we get rich quick. It's not gonna work. It does not work like that. And this study shows it. 10,000 people have been studied, by this guy, Chris Hogan. There's a link in the description for this. By using basic tools of saving and investing, you can make your money work for you to build wealth. Here's some stuff that I highlighted that think it's important. Look at this. 94% of people who we studied said they live on less than they make. And nearly three quarters of millionaires have never carried a credit card debt in their lives. So they don't have debt. That's one of the things that people that become millionaires at the when they're ready to retire, they don't have debt and they live on less than they make. Look at this. They also spend $200 or less each month on restaurants. 93% of millionaires use coupons all or some of the time when shopping. Imagine that. A person that's a millionaire that becomes a millionaire, they do so by using coupons at the freaking HEB. You know, at the Walmart. By staying out of debt and watching expenses, they're able to build their bank accounts instead of trying to get out of financial hole every month. I'm doing something big. By staying out of debt and watching expenses, they're able to build their bank accounts instead of trying to get out of financial hole every month. Gosh, guys, get out of the... If we're out of the financial hole, we're able to do this. We're able to actually save money if we're not in debt. Look at this. Millionaires are made, not born. We think there's a common misconception, and we think that we're going to inherit $1 million. That's the common misconception. Despite what society may believe, only a small number of wealthy people inherited their money. Look at this. 79% of millionaires in the U.S. did not receive any inheritance at all from their parents or other family members. Look at that, guys. Oh, my God. We're over here thinking, oh, we got to have our... That person has $1 million because their family gave it to them. No, look at this study. Oh my gosh, 8 out of 10 people did not receive any inheritance at all from their parents or other family members. While one in five millionaires receive some inheritance, which is only 21%, so 2 out of those 10 people actually receive some inheritance, but only 3% received an inheritance of $1 million or more. Only 3% of those two people, so like one person out of those two people in 10 only received $1 million or more. This is myth breaking, y'all. Like, there's no excuse for us not to be able to have $1 million at retirement. There's no excuse. Look at this study, man. The majority of millionaires in the United States did not receive any inheritance. 79, that's 8, almost, oh, that's close to 80%. 8 out of 10 people did not receive any inheritance. Well, it says 8 out of 10 of these millionaires that they studied did not receive any inheritance. Can you believe that? It's quick, man. This study is awesome. There's a link in the description. Look at the link. Click on the link and read it for yourself. The majority of millionaires did not grow up around a lot of... Oh, man. Guys, the majority of millionaires did not grow up around a lot of money. According to the survey, 8 out of 10 millionaires come from families at below middle income level. They didn't have any knowledge of how to save money. Look at this. 2% of millionaire surveys, they said they came from an upper in. So only 2 out of 10 of these millionaires came from upper income families. What does that say about us, middle income to lower families? One, it means that a lot of us know how to work. A lot of us know how to work to make money. We got a good work ethic. It just comes down to us making those right decisions with money. That's what it comes down to. Look at this. 8 out of 10 millionaires came from families at or below the middle income level. The statistics are a great reminder that it doesn't matter where you come from. Oh, man, I love this. I love this. Look, the statistics are a great... And these are statistics. These are facts. This is a survey. It's a study done. It's not a myth. These statistics... are a great reminder that it doesn't matter where you come from. I love this. It matters where you're going. You can achieve big money goals even if you don't grow up with a lot of money. You are in control of your financial future. It's up to us. It's up to us to be able to do this. And there's ways to do it. And I'm going to go over that here in a minute. I'm going to finish. Continue to do this. Millionaires don't always make big bucks. Oh, man. Look at this. Oh, we think we have to have a six-figure income to be able to have millions of dollars to be a millionaire. Look at this. What kind of salaries do wealthy people make? Not as much as you think. The majority of millionaires that we surveyed didn't have a high-level, high-salary jobs. Oh, man. This is going to... In fact, only 15% of millionaires were in senior leadership roles such as vice president or the C-suite roles like CEO, CFO, or COO. 93%. Look at this huge freaking statistic right here. 93%. That's 9 in 10 of the millionaires said they got their wealth because they worked hard, not because they had big salaries. Whoa, y'all. If that's not real, man, let's continue reading. Look at the top 5 careers. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Engineer. Accountant. Teacher. A teacher. A teacher is in the top 5 careers for millionaires. I'm thinking about that little old sweet lady that used to be my teacher that I used to give a hard time. She's a freaking millionaire. The top 5 careers for millionaires. Teacher. Management. You could run a freaking McDonald's, be a manager, an attorney. 31%, 31% averaged $100,000 a year over the course of the, that's 31%. What's 30, that's what, 3 people out of 10, 3 to 4 people out of 10 only made $100,000 in their entire career. And one third never made 6 figures in any single working year of their career. That's one third of all these millionaires that they study. They never made a 6-figure income. Man, there's no excuse for us not to be able to be wealthy and have to become a millionaire. There's no excuse. This is a statistical study done. There's a link in the description. You can click on it and read it for yourself. Man, there's no excuse, y'all. We can do this. I've talked to a lot of millionaires, and we're going to go over like how they did it. And here in a minute, I've talked to a lot of millionaires, and most of them have average jobs with average pay, like teachers and firefighters. A teacher and a firefighter. My gosh, we're over here thinking that we have to be a CEO of Apple or you know, somebody that makes a 6-figure income, and we don't need all that. Man, this says a lot about us. Well, it just goes to show that how much you spend and invest, the money you make matters more than how much you actually bring home. How many of us are always asking for a raise? I need more money. I need to make more money. I need to make more money. I need a raise. Look at this. How you spend and invest, the money you make matters more than how much you actually bring home. A teacher, y'all. A freaking teacher that could max, I don't know what, $60,000 a year? What's the max a teacher can make? $60,000? $70,000? Millionaires go to college, but not the elite schools. You go to Del Mar College. That's all you got to do. You don't have to go to freaking Princeton, UT. Look at this. The National Study of Millionaires showed that it's the degree itself that matters, not where the degree comes from. Wow. How many of us think, oh, we got to go to this nice school, so if I can't make it to that school, then I can't make money? No, that's a lie. That's a lie. Almost two-thirds of millionaires, 62%, graduated from public state schools, while only 8% of millionaires went to prestigious private school. But the bulk of millionaires did get that piece of paper. So it doesn't matter if you go to a prestigious school. As long as you get that paper, you know, you're good. Like, there's a misconception that we need to have the highest. When's the last time you asked your doctor where they went to school? Never. You never asked them. Oh, did you go to Princeton, by the way? No. They probably went to freaking good old Del Mar College for their associates and then went to, you know, good old TAMU CC public schools. Look at this. 88% of millionaires graduated from college compared to 33% of the general population. And over half, 52% of millionaires in the study earned a master's degree or a doctoral degree. I like this next part right here. It's going to really blow your mind. Look at this. Compared to the general percent of the population, I think there was one that said that they didn't necessarily, like millionaires didn't necessarily need a degree or something like that. But it says that only a certain percentage of them did. Almost two-thirds of millionaires graduated college from public or state universities. Look at this, 62%. So that's 62% of millionaires graduated from college. That means that the other 30 The other 30% of millionaires don't even have a college degree. 30% of millionaires do not have a college degree. So there's the myth that you need to go to college to have $1 million to be a millionaire. It's wrong. It's a lie. Dude, this study, the link is in the description. Read it. We can do this. There's no excuse for us not to be able to be wealthy at the end of our career. So the average millionaire did not go to an elite school is the great news for many Americans who can't afford an expensive education. Stop being a part of the student loan crisis. You do not need to go to a prestigious school which costs hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get a piece of paper. You don't have to do that. You know, some families are able to send their kids to college debt-free, but that's not us. Like, that's honest. Like, we didn't grow up with a lot of money. And this study shows that we don't need to go to those prestigious schools. We can go to the public school in the city that we live in to be able to get a degree and to be able to be successful. And 62% of those millionaires had a degree. So you don't have to have a degree. Say you work at McDonald's, you have a good work ethic, you become a management in management, which is the top five careers of these millionaires done in this study. That's one of the top five careers, which is management. It's management. Look at this. The state university or community college can provide a solid foundation for the future. So there's nothing wrong with college. You don't need a prestigious diploma with money. Man, guys, this is breaking all the freaking myths that we think. That what it takes to become wealthy. Perception versus reality. Here's the fact, y'all. Here's the truth. Overall, the National Study of Millionaires showed a dramatic difference between how Americans think wealthy people get their money and how they actually earn and spend their money. Anyone in America can build wealth. The only thing holding you back is you. Oh, that's the truth. Get out of debt. Save consistently, keep your spending in check, let time and compound interest do their magic. Wow, yes, that's how we do it. This is the basic foundation of how we get there, how we become a millionaire, and how we can become wealthy. Let's read it again. Anyone in America can build wealth. The only thing holding you back is you. Get out of debt, save consistently, keeps your spending in check, and let time and compound interest do their magic. If you're willing to work hard and keep the long-term goal in mind, you'll reach the million-dollar milestone. This is an excellent study. So here's about the study. The National Study of Millionaires and Research conducted by Ramsey Solutions over 10,000 U.S. millionaires to gain an understanding of personal finance and behaviors. So they studied 10,000 millionaires. And they did it from this time to this time. Ramsey Solutions committed to help people. So this is about the study. There's a link in the description. So the next thing I wanted to look at is, let's see, that there's a number of millionaires. Let me see. There's an article that I had right here. Retire Inspired. National Study of Millionaires. So basically, it's the land of opportunities. And I'm telling millionaires. So there's a lot of people that are millionaires in America. We just don't see them. You know, we think that it's the person that's on TV all the time, the basketball player. We think it's the movie star. We think it's, you know, the TV star. You know, we think it's the people that are in, you know, in the public eye, when it's actually the person that's not even seen, that freaking teacher. The teacher, one of those teachers in your school that you go to, you know, whether you're in college or high school or whatever, one of them has to at least be a millionaire. And it takes an average of 28 years. This is no lie, y'all. So, all right. So check this out. There is a article right here. There's a link in the description. How to save for retirement. All right. So you have to set your goal for retirement savings. Invest 15% of your income into tax advantage accounts like your 401k or Roth IRA. All right. If you don't have a 401k through your company, open a Roth IRA. That's outside of your company. So you can do that. We have one. We're putting 50% into it. And then going beyond 15%, maxing out your 401k and other investing options. The only way you can do this is if you pay off your mortgage and then you pay off your debt. It's possible. We're on that track. millions of people have done this. These millionaires in this study have done this. Set the goal for retirement savings. So right here, this retire-inspired quotient. Let me click on it and I'll show you what it is. It's a... Let me go through it. I'll go through it with you. And there's a link in the description, so check it out. And it basically is going to tell you how much you're going to need at retirement for what you want to do at retirement. Okay, so look at this. Which are the best things to describe your retirement dream? You want to relax? You want to spend time with family? Hobbies, recreation, travel? And what is this one right here? I can't see it because this is in the way. And then other. So let's say, I don't know, let's say we want to travel. Okay, so what's your annual income? How much do you make annually? Let's say we make, I don't know, what, $50,000 a year. You know, that's probably the average, right? So we'll say we make $50,000 a year. If you're to retire tomorrow, how much would you need to fund your dream? So that's what retirement is. Let me stop right here real quick. Retirement, that's basically what you're doing is you're replacing your income. You're going to see how much money you need on a monthly basis to be able to provide for what you want to do. So you're replacing your income. You're going to see how much you need. So it says, okay, so how much a month? So how much a month do you make? $50,000 a year. Let's figure that out. How much a month do is $50,000 a year? So that's 50,000 divided by 12 months. So there's our average, 4166. That's how much we make in a month. All right. So we're going to continue. That's how much we're going to need every month. So how many years until you would like to retire? So when do you want to retire? In 25 years from now? You want to retire 20 years from now? You want to retire 30 years from now? So let's do 29, that study that they said. So the average millionaire did 29 years. Let's hit continue. How much do you have you already invested for retirement? Let's say we don't have anything for retirement yet. You know, or let's say, I don't know, let's say we have $1,000 in our emergency fund. Okay, hit continue. So here's your RIQ. This is how much you're going to need. This is what you need to invest monthly, $870. And look at this. Let me stop right here. This sounds like a lot, $870. Yeah, it sounds like a lot when you're in debt and when you owe money to people and you can't make ends meet and you live paycheck to paycheck. This looks like a lot of money because all that money is going somewhere else instead of going into your pocket. So get out of debt. Two car payments is $1,000 alone, just car payments. Imagine if you freed up your credit card payment, you got rid of that payment, cut up the card, never went into debt ever again. Imagine if you got rid of your student loans. You can invest this. You can be able to invest this money with the income that you make. So you need to invest $870 a month. You know, and it says we accounted for 2.7% inflation. This is the average of inflation for the past 25 years as calculated by the Bureau of Statistics. A withdrawal rate of 5% is accounted for during the retirement. So when you retire, you don't take all this money out. This is what you can retire with. If you save this much monthly and you have a good growth stock mutual fund that grows 12% every annually, all you're going to do is take out an income. So you're going to take $50,000 every year. That's it. And you're going to leave that in your investment. The rest of this, after you take out $50,000, you're going to leave that investment to continue accumulating. So that's what this means. So you're only going to withdraw 5% of that's accounted for during retirement. 11% rate is a return based on the current average. So it's an 11% return on your income annually. That's what this has. So change the value. So here, without adding anything else, your current retirement investments should be worth $20,000. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. Over 29 years, all you would have invested is $20,000. That's less than a year's income. You'll invest that for 29 years, and you'll come out with, look at this, $2 million freaking dollars at a rate of return of 11%. And you can find that in good growth stock mutual funds. Guys, oh my gosh. Here's how much you need to save to reach your RIQ. That's assuming just to replace your income. Look at this. Oh my gosh. Create your plan. So let's click on create your plan. Do you have a will? No. You're going to need a will. Do you have term life insurance? Yes, I do. Do you have an emergency fund of 3% a month of expenses? Yes. Do you create a household budget every month? If you don't, you need to. Let's just say no. How much debt have you have? So let's say we have $25,000 to $50,000. So your dream is to travel. It's important. So go through this RIQ. There's a link in the description. You can click on it and it'll help you go through it so you can figure out how much you need to invest. You need a will. You have life insurance. You need to get on a budget, debt free. So okay, so this is what we need to do, y'all. This is what we do. The myths are broken with this study right here. The seven baby steps are how we're getting there to be able to to be able to become wealthy and become millionaires. There's no excuse for us not to be able to do this. Live on a budget. Look at this. How to become a millionaire. Make sure you're out of debt. Get out of debt. This is so freeing. I'm a living testimony. I'm a part of that middle to lower income family that I grew up in, to where we didn't have a lot of money. And the reason why I'm saying that is because this is normal that we're in debt. It's normal. It's just normal. So get out of debt. Debt is number one problem for keeping you from building wealth. That $870 a month that you need to save to have a good retirement for 29 years, the money that you're owing right now is keeping you from that wealth building future. And this study, which is a link in the description, shows you how that to become a millionaire, it's possible. So you need to make sure you're out of debt. You need to live on a budget. Look at this. 93% of the millionaires we studied said that they stick to budgets they create. The link for this article is in the description. 93% of the millionaires. And these millionaires, several of them didn't make six-figure incomes. Look at the study. It's right here. It's in the description. I mean, look, I can't believe this, y'all. Like, why aren't we being, you know, a little bit more wealthy? Look at it. 93% have a budget and budgets they created. And whenever you're starting to do a budget, have a little patience with yourself, because when you start on a budget, it's difficult because it's something that you're not used to. And then once you do it, you just get on a zero-based budget, figure out how to do a zero-based budget, and just do that. And then the next thing you do after you live on a budget, you get out of debt, you live on a budget, you save 15% of your gross income. 15%. So let's say, all right, let's say that we make $50,000 a year. You know, some of us makes more. 15% is, let me see, 0.15. That's $75,000 a year. I'm sorry, is it a year? Yeah, 50%. Let me see, divided by 12. Yeah, so that's $625 if you make $50,000 a year. So can you save this much a month for 29 years? Yes. If you're out of debt, if you live on a written budget and tell your dollar everywhere to go, you can save this much money. How much is your tithe? If you go to church, you have $50,000 and then you pay a tithe of 10%. That's $5,000 a year divided by 12. You pay $416 a month to tithe. And why can't we pay $625 to retirement for 29 years? There's no excuse. Oh, yeah, we can't pay it because we owe our cars. We owe our credit card. We owe on that TV that we bought. We owe on our sea dues. We owe on our bass boat. We owe a lot of money. That's why we can't do it. So the average millionaire, they got out of debt. They lived on a budget. Saved 15% of their gross income. Start with the workplace plan. So this is how you do your 15%. You get a 401k if your company offers it, 403b if you're a teacher or a similar program. And if your company does not offer it, you get a Roth IRA. So you can get a Roth IRA outside of your company. You can pick your own investments. Use an investment pro on this Dave Ramsey page for smart investor pros, and they can teach you how to open a Roth IRA and what to open and what to look for. Return to the work, and then so 15%. So you put up to your match in your 401k, and then whatever's left over, you put the rest of that 15% to the Roth IRA. Spread your money around when you're investing. Put all your eggs in different baskets. Don't put it all in one basket. Do not do single stocks. In the study of millionaires, they avoided single stocks like the plague. So let's say, where was it at? So you avoid single stocks right here. Single stocks did not even make the top of the three list factors for reaching the net worth. Do not do single stocks. It's a bad idea. Use good growth stock mutual funds with an annual return of 12%. So right here, leave your investments alone. Do not touch your investments. Leave them in there. Continue putting money. If everybody's, you know, getting all frantic about the coronavirus and the dumb stock market dip and all this stuff, so what? That's the best time to buy when the market is down, because eventually it's going to come up, as it has done in history's past, in the Great Depression, in the crash whenever the housing market went down. It went down, yes, but it came up above to where it went down to grow even higher. So the market is going to move. The best place to buy is when it's low. That's so leave your investments in there. Get 3 to 6 months of emergency expenses so that way you don't have to be, in case an emergency happens, that way you don't have to take from your 401k. If you take from your 401k and your investments before retirement, you're going to risk getting a 25 to 50% penalty on your money. Nobody wants that. Leave your investments alone. Keep putting them in there. I want you to run away from temptation of chasing your investments when your stock market dips. So I just said that. So don't even mess with the stock market. Don't get frantic because the stock market is down. Right here, meet with a financial advisor regularly. If you click on this link, on this article that I put in the link in the description, how to become an everyday millionaire. I put this in the description. Or you can find it. Just go to right here. Just look at this link right here. How to become a millionaire, an everyday millionaire. Type that in your search bar and then type in Chris Hogan and you'll find it. All right, so number six, where are we at? What's to keep you from becoming a millionaire? The process of becoming an everyday millionaire isn't complicated. The steps are easy to follow. The key is actually following the plan for the long term. That's the key. That's the only way we can get there. If we actually do the footwork that it takes to get there. If we're not going to do it, then we're going to continue having the solution that we're getting right now with money. We're in debt. We owe money. We live paycheck to paycheck. If you want to get out of that, this plan can help you do it. If you don't decide to do it, you know what I'm saying? These millionaires that they studied, a lot of them didn't do the Dave Ramsey plan. It just came to be that a lot of their goals were similar. They weren't in debt. They had a budget. They lived on less than they made. Same stuff. So if the plan for us not having a budget, the plan for us always borrowing money, and the plan for us living paycheck to paycheck, the plan for us eating out a lot, the plan for us, you know, doing stuff that we're not supposed to be doing with money, that's going to keep us where we are. We already know that. The only thing that the way to change that is the decisions that you make with your money. Building wealth is a marathon, not a sprint. We always think, oh, if I can just do the thing, I can get rich like that. I'll get rich like that. Has it happened yet? No, it hasn't. Building wealth is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes planning. It takes sacrifice and hard work. It goes back to the old day. Has anybody ever told you you work now and then you play later? What we're doing right now, the average person that's in debt, they're playing first. And then they're working for it later. And they're having to pay interest for what they played for to begin with. It's the opposite. You work hard and then you play later. When you get to retirement, when you get to that age to want to be able to stop your career, you'll have money in your account to take an income from your 401k, your Roth IRA, from your investments. You take out your income every year. That way you can stop working. Otherwise, if you don't have an income at retirement, we're going to depend on Social Security? I don't freaking think so. $900 to $1,300 a month, that ain't enough for our lifestyle of living. It's a change, and it takes a huge amount of discipline to stay away from shiny object syndrome, especially when your neighbors and coworkers show off their new cars or gloat about the cruise on the French Riviera. Isn't that the truth? We got the old beat-up Ford at the yard, but yet we have money on our account. When I show up, now that I know this stuff and I'm starting to build wealth and I don't owe any money, I don't owe any debt. You know, right now we're in the process of paying off our property, which is baby step six. If you look up the baby steps, that's how it works. I show up to a light stop and 8 out of 10 of those, 7 out of 10 of those people are borrowed money for that car. And while my truck, little old 2006 Ford truck that runs just fine, is paid for, I'm pulling up next to them, and I'm looking to the side like, man, I don't want those payments. The car's nice and everything, but nah, my future, my building wealth, being a marathon and not a sprint, is a lot more important than that. Because my car, all it's doing is taking me from A to B. You can have cars, there's nothing wrong with that, but being able to do it responsibly and saving for one, you know, once you're out of debt, you can save relatively quickly to be able to get a new car, a good new used car or whatever. But y'all, Keep your eye on the prize, the $1 million mark. So keep your eye on that prize. That's what you do. You stay focused. You stay determined. You do these steps that I'm telling you in this video. Look at the links in the description. Read these articles for yourself. Look at the 7 baby steps. Let me tap that in. Let me look that real quick so I can show you what the 7 baby steps. 7 baby steps, Dave Ramsey. That's all you have to type in. So type in 7 baby steps for Dave Ramsey. And here it is. Look at this. $1,000 start an emergency fund. Just type that in your search bar and you'll find out what it is. You do that. You work that plan. And you can keep this $1 million mark. You can send your kids to college debt free. They won't be part of the student loan crisis. Why not? We can do it. We have the income. We make enough income to be able to do this. If you look at this study of millionaires, a huge percentage of them did not make 6 figures. Never in their working lifetime. A teacher is the top, one of the top 5 careers. Management, an accountant, an engineer, you know, an attorney. Learn from others who've already reached the summit and follow their lead. So people have already done this. They've become millionaires, they've become wealthy at the end, and a huge majority of them did not grow up in over a middle income family. They grew up in middle to lower income families. So, I mean, why not? Why? What's the reason? I'll tell you what it is. It's our decisions with money. We're making unsmart decisions. We have the common misconception about having money. And this study in the link in the description, it busts those myths. When it comes down to it, look at this. Be intentional and persistent and work hard toward your goal. How many of us work hard? A lot of us. And we work hard. And then at the end of the week, we owe in our hard-earned money to banks that we're paying interest on because we're playing first instead of working first and then playing later. So work for your money, save your money, pay stuff. Put your money in investments, 401k. We can do this. Hard work. You can do this. If you want more information, insight, inspiration, so you can look at that stuff. This is an awesome website that I look at. How to save for retirement. There's another thing before I go. It's a investment calculator right here. So there's a link in the description also. Just type in investment calculator and you can type in Dave Ramsey investment. Dave Ramsey. I mean, there's other ones out there. So if I just type in investment calculator, there's a whole bunch of different ones. Calculator.net, Bankrate. But I like the Dave Ramsey one because obviously his stuff is working for us. I mean, we're living testimonies. We're out of debt. We got our emergency fund and we're seeing a lot of potential. So my current age, let's say you're 37. Enter an age you want to play. So I want to retire in 30 years. It's 67. All right. If I was born in 1960 or later, okay, 70, how much have you saved for retirement? So right now we have a good amount of money. So let's just say for the average person, you know, let's just say $1,000. All right. We got that much saved for retirement. How much will you contribute monthly to retirement? Let's say 630, like it was saying earlier. 630. That's an average of 15% for $50,000 a year monthly. All right. Let's say we pay 630 monthly. What do you think your annual return? We'll put 12%. We'll invest it into good growth stock mutual funds that average a 12% return annually. So let's calculate this and check out what it says. All right. So look at this. Oh my gosh. Have we ever in our lifetime imagined that we can have this money, much money? Ever. Ever. This is possible, y'all. In 30 years, your investment could be worth this much money. At a 12% annual return in good growth stock mutual funds. And it is possible, if you talk to a smart investor pro on the Dave Ramsey page, they'll set you up with a good growth stock mutual fund to be able to make this kind of money within 30 years. And in just investing $625 a month. That's a car payment and a half. Get rid of your debt. We can invest this money every month. The initial balance is $1,000 with 0% of total. Contributions over 30 years. So you would have put in $200,000 at 10% total. That's how much you would have put in. And the growth alone over 30 years would have been 90% of this entire total. The growth alone in 30 years, 2 million grew from your initial 200,000 of investment of money that you only put in would grow to this much, 90%. This is possible. Look at this. Oh my gosh. And you might say, like, some people are like, well, nah, I don't want to be a millionaire. For those people, my thought is, okay, when you go to stop wanting to stop working at 60 years old, 70 years old, I work with guys in my workplace. They're 60 years old. They're still working and they're still doing what I do for a living right now. I don't want to be there at that year. They're tired. They look tired. You know, they're grumpy, some of them. And it's like, dude, and you can see, I can see, like, they did not make responsible decisions with their money. And I, when I get to that age, I don't want to be there. You know, and that's why we're making the necessary steps. We're investing 15% of our income to retirement every year right now, right? It's soon, right now. Get it started right now. That way, whenever it comes time to stop, to quit your working, you have an income to draw from your investments. You're able to pay for medical expenses. That's something we don't anticipate. Whenever you retire, how are you going to pay for medical bills? You're not going to have the job to provide the insurance for you anymore. So we have to put that in our butt, in our retirement right now. Keep that in mind that while we're putting away for retirement right now, so that when we do have medical expenses, we're able to draw from our retirement investments to pay for medical expenses. Look at this. If you save an extra $100 a month on top of the $630 a month, you can have the additional growth would be $300,000. If you gave up daily coffee purchases, which is $128 a month, this would be the additional growth. If you gave up weekly restaurant visits of $200 a month, and to put that to retirement instead, that's how much you would have in retirement. Work now, play later, y'all. You want to travel? I mean, do you want to relax? Do you want to do your hobbies? I mean, think what you can have at retirement instead of depending on Social Security, which only pays $900 to $13 a month. Is that enough for your expenses right now? I mean, $1,300 a month, that's like two car payments. Do you have two car payments? And then you have lights, and then you have water, and then you have taxes, and you have groceries, and you have gas. Is $1,300 a month going to work for that? You have to make it work, because at that point you're gonna be like, man, it's too late to save. Now then you gotta downsize. You gotta go to work a little bit more, even though you want to retire, you can't because you don't have the money to retire. I don't want that for my family. I mean, that's why it's important to start doing it now, so that way we can get to where we want to be with our retirement. There it goes. There it is, you guys. Thanks a lot for watching. I just had this on my mind, and I've been doing a lot of research and studying on this stuff, and I want to share it with y'all to let y'all know that it doesn't matter where you come from. This is possible for any person in America. That's the American dream. It's possible. We can do this. Let's get out of this mentality that we need to borrow money. Let's get out of this mentality that we need to have the nicest stuff. Let's break that mindset. Break the generational curse of being in debt, of not giving an inheritance to our children's children. Let's break that curse. Let's get this done. We can do this. All these links right here, y'all, I'm going to leave them in the description so you can check them out. And thanks for watching. I appreciate y'all watching. Have a good one.